Limousine safety measures, spurred on by the deadly Schoharie crash in 2018, are advancing through Congress. 20 people died in the October 2018 limousine crash in Schoharie. Since then, the families of the victims have been pushing for safety reforms at the state and federal level. While there's been some success in New York, reforms included in a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill languished in the U.S. Senate last summer. Kevin Cushing, who lost his son in the Schoharie limo tragedy, was disappointed.
Obviously, the political process is slow. It's sometimes painful, but it's the way it works. And it took some time, and, you know, we seem to have... I'm somewhat hopeful and optimistic based on what I'm hearing today.
With the new Congress, the package of reforms was reintroduced. And today, parts of the plan, backed by New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, and New York Congressmembers Paul Tonko, Antonio Delgado, and Elise Stefanik, are making their way through the House Transportation Committee. Tonko, a Democrat of the 20th District, hails from the city of Amsterdam, like several of the Schoharie limo crash victims and their families.
We now have three pieces of our national limousine safety reforms advancing through Congress as part of a must-pass surface transportation bill.
Tonko is referring to bills to require limousine drivers hold a commercial driver's license, to incentivize states to impound unsafe vehicles, and to direct the transportation secretary to review states' practices for annual limousine inspections. Delgado is a Democratic member of the House Transportation Committee. His 19th district includes the site of the 2018 crash. Delgado is advocating for the so-called End Limo Loopholes Act, part of the package of safety reforms moving through committee.
The fact of the matter is, under the current law, a commercial motor vehicle is defined as one that is designed to transport more than 15 passengers, including the driver. So vehicles that are altered post-manufacture to accommodate 9 or more passengers, as many stretch limos are, fall outside this definition. We have to close that loophole.
Other reforms would require passage through the House Energy and Commerce Committee, according to Tonko, a member of that committee. Those provisions involve seat belts, seat integrity, and other items. Tonko says he feels really strong about the reforms on behalf of the families.
We now, as a Congress, both houses, must pass this legislation. I encourage our partners in the Senate to follow what we're doing in the House, and let's get it onto the president's desk.
Delgado is also hopeful.
Being able to take another run at this and do so in a way that I think is very targeted, very clear, and very needed, puts us in a very strong position. And all I can do is continue to advocate very strongly for these provisions.
Cushing says the push for change and the challenges faced by the families most affected have been daunting.
But it's also been rewarding to know that we're hopefully making a difference in a future, a potential future issue that took other families' lives, their loved ones. And that's really what our goal is. And I think we're a step closer to that today, much closer to that end today than we were nearly 3 years ago.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.